This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WGBW Daily News Roundup for the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM.
For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. The November 5th election will bring change to New Wisco. There's hotly contested congressional districts, a senatorial race, and redrawn state districts for Assembly and Senate. Democrats hope to fill some of the seats that have been in Republican strongholds for years. There are also 21 school referendums on the ballots throughout Northeast Wisconsin. Some of those school districts are asking for both operational and capital referendums. Here are some of the key races that voters are being asked to decide. Democratic U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin is seeking her third term in the Senate. Bank owner Eric Hovde challenges her. In the 8th Congressional District, two newcomers are competing to fill the remaining time left on Congressman Mike Gallagher's term, which he vacated when he resigned in April. Republican and Trump-endorsed businessman Tony Weed and Democrat OBGYN physician Kristen Lierley will face off. Those same candidates are competing for the full term, which begins in January as well. In the 6th Congressional District, Republican incumbent Glenn Grothman of Fond du Lac is being challenged by Democrat John Zarbano of Oshkosh. Throughout Wisconsin, 17 assembly districts are being decided Tuesday. Key assembly district races include District 52 in Appleton, where Democrat incumbent Lee Snodgrass is facing a challenge from Chad Cook. In Neenah, Democrat Dwayne Schukowski and Dean Crawford are facing off. Oshkosh has Democrat incumbent Lori Palmieri being challenged by Tim Patterson. Assembly District 55 sees Republican incumbent Nate Gustafson being challenged by Democrat Kyle Kehoe. And in District 56, Outagamie County Democratic Party Chair Emily Cephos is challenging Republican incumbent Dave Murphy. Two of the most hotly contested Senate district races in Northeast Wisconsin include the race for the 18th Senate District. That's where Kristen Alfheim, the Democrat, is taking on Republican Anthony Phillips. Then in the 30th Senate District, Alloway Village President and Republican Jim Rafter and Democrat Jamie Wall competing for the Senate District that primarily covers Brown County. As of Friday morning, almost a million absentee ballots had been cast by the voters of Wisconsin. Megan Wolf, the state's chief elections official, said 645,190 mail-in absentee ballots were requested. And so far, 537,645 of them have been returned. She added that the state has seen a 48% increase in absentee voting compared to the 2020 election. The election is tomorrow, and it can be a stressful time for some people. UW health psychologist Sheila Migraine says you should focus on the things you can control. Migraine says chronic stress from the election can impact your physical health by lowering your immune system. Migraine says you should put down the phone and take a break from social media while also getting outside and exercising. Migraine says on election night, avoid doom scrolling on your phone and give yourself breaks from the election coverage. Speaking of election coverage, make sure to tune in to 98.3 WISS starting at 6 p.m. tomorrow for Civic Media's Election Night special coverage. As the results roll in, our reporters and hosts will bring you the information you need to know, from the presidential race in Wisconsin to the Baldwin-Hovde battle for the U.S. Senate to state Senate and Assembly races and local school referendums. We'll have it all on 98.3 WISS, civicmedia.us, and the Civic Media app. I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News.
The Packers lose to Detroit. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers had an early field goal, then trailed the rest of the night, losing 24-14 to the Lions at Lambeau Field. Dropped passes and penalties killed the Packers. Running back Josh Jacobs.
Yeah, man, a lot of self-inflicted wounds, a lot of momentum killers. You know, we've been getting away with a lot of it because we've been kind of masking it with the wins. But when you play a good team, man, you know, all the little things catch up to you.
The Packers now head into their bye week at 6-3 in third place behind Detroit and Minnesota. in the NFC North Division. NBA, Bucks and the Cavaliers in Cleveland tonight. Bucks forward Bobby Portis says his home was broken into during Saturday night's game in Milwaukee and says several personal items were stolen. Baseball, the Brewers with two players winning Gold Glove Awards for the first time since 1979. Second baseman Bryce Terang and outfielder Sal Frelick.
It's definitely cool. A little surreal still, and I think even cooler to do it, you know, with Bryce.
That's Sal Frelick with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Rapper Young Thug was sentenced to 40 years in prison for gun and drug charges. Despite this news, the incredibly successful rapper, whose real name is Jeffrey Williams, will be released from prison and given credit for time served. The judge set all kinds of contingencies and strict parameters in regard to the sentence. With a name like Young Thug, he is asking to be a suspect in any crime. Maybe legally change your name to something a little less crime-friendly. Young Weeblo Scout or Young Member of Up With People. I'm spitballing here. This year's World Series went yard in the ratings, which is not a huge surprise considering the teams represented the two biggest markets in America. Yahoo Entertainment reports that more people watched the Los Angeles Dodgers defeat the New York Yankees in five games than any previous World Series dating back to 2017. This was the first year they put pitchers on a clock to speed up the game, but despite that, the season did not end any sooner. There have been many lifelong Republicans who are jumping ship and endorsing Kamala Harris for president. Arnold Schwarzenegger is continuing the trend in Hollywood. On the platform formerly known as Twitter, the former California governor said he is an American before he is a Republican and therefore will vote Harris. This is not a huge shock as Arnold has always surprised people politically and as an actor. What I find most surprising is that Schwarzenegger's Austrian accent hasn't gotten any less thick in 50 years. Game of Thrones might be coming to the big screen. Series creators say it was always their intention to end the iconic TV show with three feature films instead of the finale HBO went with. The Hollywood Reporter says Warner Brothers has a project in the works, but it is in the very early stages and no one is attached at the moment. GOT fans might want to check out House of the Dragon, which HBO rolled out in 2022, and an upcoming prequel series, A Knight of the Seven Kingdoms, which should drop in 2025. From the little screen to the big screen, John Krasinski is keeping the role of Jack Ryan. Krasinski played Ryan for four seasons on the Amazon Prime series Jack Ryan. The Hollywood Reporter says he will now move to the big screen, where he will be the fifth actor to play the character over the last 35 years. Previous Ryans include Alec Baldwin, Harrison Ford, Ben Affleck, and Chris Pine. There is no word yet on which Tom Clancy novel the next film will be based on. Joining Krasinski in the cast will be Wendell Pierce as James Greer and Mike Kelly as Mike November, both men also reprising their roles from the Prime series. Wicked opens November 15th in theaters, and the early buzz from critics, they're raving about it. One critic for Variety called it a masterpiece. Pop star Ariana Grande plays the lead role of Glinda. If you hear a murmuring across the country, it's Oscar buzz. This is part one of the film. Part two will hit theaters in 2025. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be cloudy, drizzly, some fog today. Highs in the mid-60s this afternoon with wind out of the south at around 10 to 20. Rain tonight and tomorrow, some thunderstorms as well. Rain amounts of a half inch or more possible. 55 tonight, 62 tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
That's your WGBW Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WGBW.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.